You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Do not confuse this with treatment or mental health advice or direction. Nothing on this podcast is made to supplement or supersede the relationship and direction of your mental health caretakers. Although David Koslowski is a licensed marriage and family therapist, he is not functioning as a certified mental health professional in this environment. And same applies to any professional who may appear on the OG Therapy Podcast. Welcome to the OG Therapy.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be gamers. Seriously, though, don't let them grow up to be gamers. And the reason why I'm telling you that, if you have not listened to our last episode, go listen to last episode about what you need to do if you want to make sure that your kids don't fry their brains. Playing video games all weekend, all day long, all summer long. And the reason why you don't want that, this episode is specifically for parents out there that are worried about their kids becoming full-blown addicted to video games. And I'm going to give you the number one reason why you do not want your sons to be addicted to video games. And here's the main reason why. They won't become men. I'm not joking. It will disrupt their development to develop masculine, healthy, very well-balanced masculine traits if they become a hardcore gamer. I don't know if you want to share this episode with your son. Just by the way, I started off, you might want to clip this, or maybe if we make a reel of this one, share the reel with them. The reason why I decided to be so direct in what I'm telling you guys today is not because I'm trying to scare anyone, not because I'm trying to, you know, be like, oh, you know, your kids are going to fry their brains. You guys already know. You're already scared if your kids are on video games all the time anyways. But the reason why I'm going to talk to you about why specifically video games will not allow your young boys to develop into the full capacity of them being a man is because it shortcuts certain things that boys have to go through, they have to experience, and it allows them to have experiences that they did not earn. So let me explain to you what I mean by why it's going to kill your son's masculinity or his ability to develop into a man is very simple. All these video games, in fact, many of them hire psychologists. They hire people to understand the customer, their client base. So if you're trying to make a video game specifically for young men, there are some things about young men that we know from psychology that young men want to achieve, they're interested in. Physical activity, they're interested in slaying the dragon, getting the girl, being the hero of the day. Well, when you're playing a video game, your brain is focused on how do I win at becoming this type of hero on this platform, on this digital space that is not tangible, it's not real. The only thing that's real, the only thing you can hold on to is the paddles, the console when you're turning it on. That is very real. What your eyes see is very real. But what isn't real, it's not genuine, I should say, is the dopamine, the chemicals that your body produces, the adrenaline while you're playing that game. Even though those chemicals are real, your body thinks it's producing those chemicals because you're going to war and actually fighting people and killing people to protect your country, your family, your community. Or you're killing monsters that are attacking you and your family community. Whatever the games are that most young men are interested in, it's not by accident that they're curated and brought to your young man or your young boy in your life in the way that it's done. They tell stories, the story arc of the video games, almost like it's a movie. Then they get them in that mindset, the hero's archetype, like, what do I have to do to win and be successful? These are all things your son can only do outside of the house. Or, I mean, sometimes you can be inside the house, but there's housework to be done, but only outside in the real world. If your son does it through a video game console, through their cell phone on a video game, what they're doing is they're creating fear inside of that person, meaning they're actually making themselves more of a fearful person by playing video games all the time because they're getting good at dealing with combative energy online and in a digital space, not in reality. They're talking trash. Let's use Call of Duty, for example. They're talking trash with their friends when they're playing the video game. And that trash talk could be very similar to military men who are Navy SEALs or Army Rangers. They're out there in a real life or death situation trying to kill the enemy. And in the middle of killing them, they're talking trash to their friends because that's their camaraderie. That's the band of brothers. That's, you know, they went through boot camp and they have this whole entire belief and blood, sweat, and tears. And then they're talking trash to each other in the combat field. But when you hear these boys talk trash online to each other, it's a different trash talk. It's a trash talk where there's no consequences. There's nothing really at stake except for ego. There's no blood. There's no sweat. There's no actual tears. The only tears that come from is that if their ego gets crushed or if their friend makes fun of them because they missed a shot or they screwed something up, that is going to create fear inside of your young man. And the reason why it's going to create fear inside of your young man is because they will have no confidence at dealing with real combative energy. See, for most of my clients that come to me and they say, yeah, I got a gamer kid. I got a kid that, you know, is addicted to the video games, can't get him off. I go, okay, great. Let me guess. He doesn't do really hard physical things. Oh my gosh, David, how did you know? Lucky guess. Now, here's the difference between an athlete. I use an athlete example, a kid who's plays soccer, maybe tennis, maybe basketball, whatever it may be. The difference between an athlete that then goes home and plays video games versus a kid that gets home from school and plays video games is the athlete is using the video games as a relaxation, as something entertaining after.
Craftsman days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V26 Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Visit Lowe's and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 7-9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
After a hard day of school and after a long day of practice and they're exhausting. But because they're so tired, they can't stay up that late. Because they got to wake up for an early morning practice, they can't stay up that late. Well, I'm sure they've all tried. I'm sure they go, oh, we're going to play Fortnite till 2 a.m. and be at practice at 6. And after they do that a couple times, they find out the hard way that it doesn't work. So they have to stop doing it because it has consequences to it. Playing video games for an average young boy, young man, playing all night long, sneaking their console out, the only consequences that come from that is their sleep, their mental health, and their parent sanity. But those consequences aren't very direct to that young man at that moment. He doesn't have to feel the consequence of if he was playing video games all night long and he had to be at like an early morning basketball practice at 6 a.m., went to bed at 2:30, 3:30 in the morning, got 2 hours sleep, wakes up, goes to practice. That practice, he's hating himself. He's like, oh my gosh, what did I do this for? Maybe he misses shots. Maybe he gets benched. It has so many negative consequences that that young man would have to face that it would be hard to go back and run it back and do the exact same thing that night. If you're doing it over and over late at night and you're not playing a sport in this scenario, then the consequence is you'll be tired if you have to wake up early. So you just sleep in and don't wake up early. Well, what if your parents get mad at you and nag at you? Well, then you get mad at them back and you make their life horrible and miserable and comfortable to the point where they just stop nagging you about it and they leave you alone. And you stay up late again the next night because that night caused you to go to bed at 2:33 in the morning. So now the next night you got to go to bed at 2:33 or maybe even 4 in the morning. And it just gets later and later before you know it. You're not even getting to bed until the sun comes up the next day. Fear comes from not having experience. The more you're experienced at something, the less fearful you are. The reason why your kids aren't scared to steal the video game console, lie, cheat, and steal, or to go late into the night to play the video game is because they've done it before and they do it all the time. So why should they be fearful of those consequences? Because the consequences most parents give, like, oh, I'll take your phone, I'll do this. And, you know, it just causes a big fight. And usually teenagers are going to win those types of fights if the parent doesn't know how to handle it. So go back and listen to my last episode of how to handle it. But I'm telling you guys right now, this is not a step or this is not a tools and steps podcast for you today. This is the podcast to kind of shake you up and let you know your son's not going to be a real man. And when I mean being a real man, I mean a man that's capable of doing hard, difficult, strenuous, physically, mentally things to better the lives of his family and friends around him. See, in my opinion, a real man is a man who can do really hard, dangerous things, and if necessary, could be aggressive, could be violent to save and protect his family members and loved ones. A real man doesn't go out and pick fights, doesn't go and start fights with people just to see, you know, if he can get people to bend the knee to him and get people to give him power. A real man would prepare himself for those situations, hoping and praying he never needs it. So one of the biggest things I prescribe for my clients, and some of them take it, unfortunately not many of them take it, but a lot of them do, is I prescribe to them things that are dangerous that teach you self-defense, specifically martial arts. And in the realm of martial arts, I'd consider in martial arts, it could be wrestling, it could be not just traditional martial arts. It could be something like wrestling, Greco-Roman wrestling, folk style wrestling, boxing, kickboxing, jiu-jitsu is the one that I do and that my son does. And the reason why I want young men to do that is because it's very much like life. Just because you think you're going to be good at something does not mean you're good at it. Boys on video games can talk trash about them being better at a basketball game like 2K than their friends. But they're not out there on the basketball court practicing that skill, getting their body involved in it, just their brains involved in the digital version of it. So when they go out and play basketball on a real court, they're not going to be brave. They're not going to be courageous. And if you want to be brave and courageous, you need one very specific thing first. You need to be scared, fearful, and worried and intimidated about something or about a situation. And then face that situation, figure it out, read about it, work out, whatever you need to do. And then once you get more comfortable in that situation, then you can summons the courage and bravery. Because there's no reason to be courageous and brave if you're not scared of something. You can't bring that to you. You can't summons that from the universe to your heart and your soul. So very simply, the more your kids trend towards being a gamer and not using video games just as a release or something for fun and entertainment, you're creating a young man that will be bitter, resentful, and be angry at all the other men inside of his life that are getting the girl, that are winning in sports and academics and work and life, because the boys who get addicted and become hardcore gamers very rarely. Now, there's always the exception to the rule. There's always that 1% person. There's always a person like, oh, I was, you know, eating Cheetos and playing video games my whole entire life, and I became a pro at it. And then I got an executive job for Sony and PlayStation. Then this happened. I'm sure there's those stories out there. I don't personally know one, and I doubt you do either. If you want your son to be a real man when he grows up, a good man, a real good man, you've got to get him off the video games. Because he can't be a real man if he's doing fake man stuff. Well, until next time, you guys, as always, follow us on all the OG therapy platforms and all the podcasts and all the social media. Also follow Shy Social Health Initiative. We also have a Shy represented on TikTok. Go follow Evie Mahe. M-A-H-E on TikTok. She is repping social health for us on TikTok. If you want to see some reels on TikTok, a lot of people are active on that. But if not, follow us on the other platforms and definitely keep on listening to podcasts. And until next time, be cool.